Welcome to this podcast of sermons from University Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Fort Worth, Texas. UCC is a community of faith where all are welcome, where we worship in a spirit of togetherness, where we embrace curiosity, community, and compassion. We don't claim to have all the answers, nor do we expect you to check your brain at the door, but rather we gather together to find the courage to engage the scriptures and to ask the big questions about who we are as people of faith, and who God is calling us to be. At UCC, we seek the sacred, commit to love, and empower to serve. And in so doing, we work together to transform the world through Christ's courageous love. My name is Reverend Dr. Russ Peterman, and I'm the senior minister here at UCC, and so most of these sermons are from me.
Loving God, may the words from my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you this night. Amen. Perhaps you noticed that the scripture reading from Luke that we heard tonight was from the translation of the Bible known as the King James Version, which is what happens when you get a former Baptist to preach on Christmas Eve. This is just one of those passages that, to my ears anyway, just yearns for that old English. There's such beautiful use of language. Mary wasn't pregnant. She was great with child. And she didn't go into labor. No, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Doesn't that just sound fancy? This translation also offers some truly iconic phrases, and I'm going to ask for your help here to prove my point. Like, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in and laid him in because there was no room for them. Many of these phrases just seem to live in some deep part of our brain, and maybe because a lot of us heard Linus recite this on the Charlie Brown Christmas every year. I say if it's good enough for the Peanuts gang, it's good enough for us. Now, the older language also lends itself to some opportunities for misunderstanding, like that verse where the angel appears to the shepherds and God's glory shines round about them, and the scripture said they were sore afraid. When I was a kid, I always thought they were saying they were sure afraid. It's kind of the same thing, though, don't you think? But I think the main reason I like this version of the Christmas story is because of the intensity it conveys, the sense of urgency it evokes. What is it about this rendering that gives it such excitement? I think it's the ands, A-N-D-S. The word and occurs 30 times in this passage. I counted. Sometimes they're just connecting words together, like Joseph and Mary. But the ones that really stand out are the ones that begin sentences. And it came to pass, there was a decree. And all went to be taxed. And there were shepherds. And they came with haste. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Beginning a sentence that way makes it seem earnest. Like a kid telling a story she's so excited about she can hardly take a breath. And then we went to the store and then we ate all the candy we wanted and then a big puppy licked my face. It's like this continuous run-on sentence just connected by all of these ands because she just can't wait to tell you the next thing. The and gets our attention. It puts us on the edge of our seats wondering, what's next? I want you to think about the shepherds in this story, minding their own business, peacefully watching the sheep in the quiet moonlight as they have countless other uneventful nights. And the angel appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were afraid, but their fears were calmed by the angel. who proclaimed good tidings of great joy. A child had been born, the Savior, Christ, the Lord. And they were told how to find him, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then the shepherds were surrounded by a multitude of angels. Can you imagine it? The praises to God being spoken in every tongue, the fluttering of thousands upon thousands of angel wings, the sheer awe of it, and then the deep quiet when they disappeared. At the center of this story, sisters and brothers, is the very heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good tidings of great joy. Now, we often equate joy with happiness, but they're not quite the same. Happiness is temporary, often fleeting, and usually, but not always, points inward. Our parents get us a new toy. We buy a new car or find just the right outfit. Someone pays us a compliment, or we see a beautiful flower, or a bunch of baby ducks. Is there anybody who doesn't smile when you see a bunch of baby ducks? And there's nothing wrong with being happy, but being happy all the time isn't sustainable. And striving for constant happiness can lead to some pretty destructive behaviors in our lives. Joy, on the other hand, joy is a way of life. It comes from a deep connection with God, and it compels us to live more selflessly in ways that uplift others. It points outward. It encourages us to practice compassion, generosity, presence. Joy is this profound and abiding knowing deep within that God's love for us will sustain us and comfort us, not just in the happy times, but also and maybe especially when we're hurt or disappointed or sick. Or afraid, or sad. The gift that God sent in that helpless and vulnerable baby, bundled in rags and lying in a feeding trough, that gift was the path to living life with great joy. But there's an end. And that great joy is for all people. It is joy to the world. The shepherds were forever changed by their encounter with the Christ child that night. The great joy they had found just spilled out of them. They spread the news far and wide because it was impossible to contain. They just couldn't keep it to themselves. And then they went back to work. Back to the fields, watching the grazing sheep. But they didn't go back as they had been before. They returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and all that they had seen. The good tidings of great joy for all people is also offered to us in the gift of the baby Jesus. And what we do with it is really up to us. You see, Christmas Eve is the ultimate and. We get to choose what comes after our encounter with the Christ child tonight. How will the birth of Jesus change our lives? Will we accept the gift of great joy and share it with all people? And, having been surrounded by a multitude of the heavenly host, will we live in worry and doubt? Or will we choose to fear not? And, having knelt at the manger, Will we continue to chase happiness, or will we abide in joy? Tonight, like the shepherds, we have come face to face with Emmanuel, God with us in the form of baby Jesus. And so we will leave this place, return to our daily lives, and
so thanks for listening. I do hope and pray that you found this sermon to be engaging and thoughtful and inspiring and maybe even a little challenging. I also hope that if you get the chance to join us on Sunday mornings in our sanctuary, you will. I think you'll find the welcome warm and inviting, the music inspiring, and there will always be a place at the table for you, regardless of who you are or where you come from or where you are on your spiritual journey. Just know that you're welcome here. And if you'd like to support the production of this podcast and the ongoing mission and ministry of UCC, or to simply find out more about this community of faith, we invite you to go to universitychristian.org. Grace and peace to you.